Looks like the press conference is about to begin.
Calm down. Hold your horses, baby. We'll get to all your horses.
Please, no more pictures. No more pictures, please. Todd, can you do something?
Please stop with the pictures.
No more. The flash is blinding to me at this point.
This is going to bother Buck's epilepsy.
Thank you. I prepare a statement. That's all. Any further questions should be directed to my lawyer, Larry H. Parker. First of all, to address a question everyone's been asking about, the alleged sex tape. It was very cold, in the hotel room where it was shot. I believe the air conditioner in the room went about 55, and everyone knows that can distort the perception of my masculinity. As for the female in the video, who I will not name, although it is not evident in the video, the lady with whom I am practicing my alleged sex act with did finish. She's a very shy woman, but there is no doubt in my mind that she did finish indeed. In fact, after the act, she did tell me in private that she finished multiple times, and I was the most giving lover she had ever experienced. And finally, the alleged video, there is a certain sex act known as doing the buck, which in all fairness looked much worse on tape, I'll admit to this, than it actually is in person. There has been some public outcry from various people, NAACP, PETA, women's rights groups, ACLU, and the NRA have voiced their disdain for what I did on the video. Again, I'd like to apologize to all these organizations for the act that disturbed and horrified so many people. But again, I'm not a deviant, and I will not be taking any more questions. Thank you very much.
And now, it's time to get far out with Todd Perry.
It was like the discussion on last week's shows. Buck, just speak at a volume that be picked up by the microphone.
Buck Perez.
I'm as nasty as I want to be. All right.
Good for you, man.
Thank you.
And from the rotating gang of Cigar Store Indians, Casey Gullickson.
Probably a pretty weird meeting between, like, the very first Chinese guy and the very first, like, white person. And they're both just, like, their minds are blown.
Right.
What is this? Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Far Out Podcast. My name is Todd Perry. Once again, to the right of me is... We're gonna get into your issue in just a second, right after we announce our host, though, Buck. So.
And my name is... You haven't even announced me yet?
Buck Perez.
Thank you.
Buck, I'm standing by you, Buck, in light of all this controversy.
Appreciate it.
Like, you know, You are my friend, Buck. You're the co-host on the Far Out Podcast.
Yes.
Like, you... I stand by you no matter what. No matter what happens to come out of this,
yeah,
I stand by you. And I hope the Far Out listeners stand by you and don't reject the show. I don't want any of our advertisers to pull their advertising from the show.
Please don't, yes.
I don't want anything like that to happen. But before we get into that, I'd like to announce sitting in on the show, the great Casey Gullickson.
Hey, good to be here.
Casey Gullickson, stand-up comedian.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, works over at that UCB theater, Upright Citizens Brigade.
Yeah, I don't work there at all, no.
you work out material?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. We'll go with that, yeah.
Casey's been on a bunch of shows before. You probably remember him. And Casey, the funny thing is, one of the hardest gets of the rotating gang of Cigar Store Indians on the show. Probably about five... Oh, that's my headphones.
Oh, what am I? Sorry.
All right, sorry. Buck was adjusting headphones.
Keep going.
Hello?
You can cut all this out, right?
Mic check.
Yeah.
No, this is good.
No,
this is good.
Yeah,
so,
Buck mic checking. So Casey.
Yeah.
Probably about five times in a row, I was like, hey, Casey, why don't you come down and do the show? And then Casey was like, oh, I'm busy. And then
I truly was. And I apologize for that. I kept wanting to get in here, but I couldn't. But I'm happy to be back. And
yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, Casey. Yeah. Thanks for coming.
By the way, Buck, I don't stand by you.
I appreciate that as well.
All right, just make sure we get that out.
I've lost many friends and family because of this. And
That's
I knew it walking in the door that you did not support me.
Yeah, no, the look on my face probably gave it away.
Nope, yep.
Well, Mike, just a couple questions for Buck now. I have not seen the video because I don't want to see a video of my buddy getting down. Like, that's not interesting to me. Well, I don't want to have that kind of knowledge of you.
Right.
And so I don't want to see what happens because that could be devastating. It could ruin my relationship with you.
Sure.
The rumor is that there's an act that you performed on the tape that people, they haven't seen it before.
Right.
People are protesting the sex
act. I do practice tantric yoga, so this had something to do with that.
It has something to do with that.
Well, there was, yeah. It's a hard position, let's just say that.
It's a hard position, and if the NRA came out against it, the American Civil Liberties Union came out, various women's groups, and the NAACP, and the National Rifle Association has a problem with the sex act. Yeah. It's got to be something that is beyond my conception, and I have no idea where
if you want to know the details, I suggest you talk to my attorney, Larry H. Parker, because he's been advised me that I cannot speak on it as of yet.
Now, is there going to come a time, besides what you said in the press conference, is there anything else you're going to be able to say about it?
When the video, when my agreement is reached with Vivid, we'll hammer out the negotiation and we'll see what's up.
Do you stand a profit from this?
How else can I live, Todd? I mean, this is now part of my life, so yes, yeah. I might as well profit from
Make some money off of that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh.
Kardash it.
Kardash that shit.
Yeah, I'm going to Kardash that shit.
Just make money off it. Fuck it.
Exactly.
Now, the question is, I also heard that, you know, possibly you can make money off of trademarking the sex maneuver. So when anybody else pulls a buck.
The buck, yeah.
The buck.
Doing the buck. Wasn't there something?
There's a Two Live Crew. Yeah.
Yeah, doing the buck, yeah.
Oh, no. Put her in the buck. It was a Two Live. Here, cue it right here. It was a Two Live Crew song called Put Her in the Buck, which was a, I can't even describe the Two Live Crew song because it's probably beyond the taste and morals and values of this show.
You know, that's what we were growing up on. Unfortunately, you know, that's what
kind of rubbed off on you.
Led into my sex life. Yeah. So.
Where most people learn about sex on the farm, I learned it from the Two Live Crew.
I'm as nasty as I want to be. All right.
Good for you, man.
Thank you.
There's only one way to have a good time. So let's go and make it mine. Lay a bitch on the band flat on her back. Pull the legs up high. Make them skis so black. You can put it in the bunk by sitting on a sink. Wrap a leg right now. Take this.
Now put it in the bar.
We're standing by you, Buck. I stand by you.
Casey? No? I've won you over.
Yeah, okay. You won me over with the. If no one's ever done this move before, then that's just
one listener at a time.
You know? Do you want to see it, Casey, or can you?
Yeah, I'd love to see it.
You'd love to see Buck in action.
Yeah, as long as it's in, I'll watch the rest of it. I don't want to watch
it. It is online somewhere, but I also do have it on my iPhone. Right.
Okay,
now,
great.
All right, so moving on, we're gonna investigate this because clearly this is just the beginning of the Buck Perez sex scandal.
This is the end of it, Todd.
No. Trying to put it behind you?
Trying to.
Moving on. I've got a little bit of it. Before we get into today's topic, by the way, we're going to talk about really shitty jobs in the ancient world. Sounds like a weird topic. It's going to be great.
I have a little bit of a sex tape story. Not involving me, but you know, mini-me, Vern Troyer?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a sex tape.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And I met the girl who was in the sex tape.
Is she
with
cute?
Him. She's nothing special. I mean, she's all right.
Oh, damn.
But here's the thing. I was working on a TV show as an extra, as I do sometimes.
Yeah,
it was
like
a high school show, and she was a student, too. And
how old was she in real life? Because the Vern Troyer sex tape was like 5 years ago or something,
she's
right?
Probably like, I think she might have been playing like a waitress or something like that. I don't know, but anyways, she didn't know that we all knew that that's who she was.
Like,
but
people were IMDb her. How'd you know? Or some dude's like, I seen her get bent over by Mini Me.
Someone came up and was like, that girl over there, that's the girl from the Vern Troyer sex tape. And I was like, no. And then I looked it up online and totally, like, I didn't watch the video, but I looked up pictures of it.
Wow.
Google imaged that shit. And that was her. Not only that, but she commented, she complimented me on my hair. I think she was trying to hit on me.
Really?
Yeah, I think she was like, you have such good hair. You have better hair than most girls. Yeah,
Did it look like it did now?
I haven't showered today, so no. I mean, it looked, I had a good day.
Because you do have beautiful hair.
Oh, thank you, Buck.
Trying to win everyone back.
Yeah.
One person at a time.
Keep trying.
I'm offended by Casey's hair. Buck because Casey has like a lovely, luscious mane of hair.
Yeah.
You know, thank and you. I have no hair. Mm. Like your hair does curly things. Mine just leaves my head.
Right.
Now, if this girl's complimenting you about your hair, yeah. I'm assuming you had to go home and watch the Vern Troyer sex tape just to see me like, I could have got that. What does that look like? I contact her.
I had no interest in watching the sex tape at all. It sounds disgusting.
Now, do you think that she would just wanted to get with Vern Troyer to make her way through Hollywood, or she was doing it for publicity? Or
I think that, well, I mean, they were dating, and I guess they were dating for like a while.
I think she leaked it, yeah.
So she had the tape, I'm sure it was just it like some kind of...
That's low end, man.
Exactly. But the thought of her being Vern Troyer's ex, that didn't...
That didn't do it for me. I just hop on because because Mini-Me's been there.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't have that feeling. She was not great looking, and she was also kind of weird. As that makes sense that she was weird.
Yeah, I'd figure.
So she kind of, I wasn't interested.
So you thought she was weird when she said you had girl hair?
No, I thought she was weird just throughout the day. She was just being weird.
Now, I think, it's like dudes who are into like weird, creepy sex, like sex with midgets and stuff. Like those dudes are creepy. Now, when a chick is into midget sex, like she's a freak.
Yeah.
Like that's a real freaky bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
How, like, what else is she into? That's what you wonder. It's just like, if I get her in a bedroom, I might not get out. You know, it's just like weird shit's going to happen.
No telling if I'm getting out alive. Right.
Yeah. She might request the buck.
Dirty bitch.
She might. What at the buck?
There you go.
I mean, how do I do that? She'd be like, "Well, if you don't know, then you can't."
Yeah,
It's a secret maneuver. Yeah, no one knows.
Let's pay $20 for the video.
Yep. Yeah, so the video comes out. Just plug the video. Nice work, Buck. This is all just a big commercial.
Well,
I feel like this whole thing that
some people have done it to get famous. I'm not saying Kardashian that shit.
You can actually text Buck and he will give you for $4.99 and he will give you lessons about how to achieve the buck
via text message. Here we go. Yeah, it's just like, so do this. Smiley face.
SMS me. Yes.
Yeah.
That would be great. You could put up Buck Perez's sex secrets,
Yeah. You guys are having a lot more brainstorms on this shit than I am right now. I'm just trying to clear my name. Just trying to get win the fans back one at a time.
Trying to help you make some money.
I never said I didn't support you.
I appreciate it.
Now, what would have been interesting, Casey, if you would have got with, if you would have been, what do they call it? Like, what kind of brothers if you've both been with the same woman?
Oh, is that a thing?
It's something brothers. It's like... I don't know what it's called, but like you're related in some way.
That sounds like some frat house shit right there.
Yeah, it was a frat guy told it to me. It's you're something.
Right.
I forget what you're called. You're like something brothers.
That's why we don't know it.
Like like in Mormon heaven, like you get like a planet.
Like, what?
Like
I didn't know that. Don't just drop that on me it's nothing.
You didn't know that, Casey?
When you're Mormon and you go to heaven, you get a planet.
You get your own fucking place, dude.
Yeah. I want to be Mormon now. I love other planets. It's like my favorite thing in the world.
You love planets.
I love planets. Like, not the planets in our solar system, but I have kind of an obsession with Earth-like planets far, far away.
Yeah.
Like sci-fi type shit.
The ones around us just bore you now.
Well, they can't sustain life, Buck.
Fucking Pluto.
He's really into planets in what's called the Goldilocks zone, which the ones that... Casey,
the
Goldilocks. Goldilocks.
Exactly. Yeah. Goldilocks. It's not too hot, not too cold.
But not to get too weird. Sorry. So, in my own... In my religion, you get your own planet, but after you die, but it's populated with other dudes that are your brothers that have been to the same woman. So you and Vern Troyer would be sharing a planet,
that
together.
Would be awesome.
It's like you'd be on like Ganymede, maybe that's a moon, but or Io, which is another great, possibly life sustaining moon. But
that's Pandora.
Yeah.
That was a moon.
True. Yeah. You and Vern Troyer. The problem is if Vern Troyer was on Pandora, first of all, he'd succumb to the elements rather quickly.
Yeah.
But like the women there are like 10 feet tall. So
I want to see that sex tape.
Vern Troyer.
That would be awesome.
And everybody's in 3D.
He's so tiny.
And they're doing the buck.
Everyone's in 3D and they're doing the buck.
That's right.
Vern Troyer.
But also, you know what? You get little person herpes, which is different, I'm sure he's got little person chlamydia.
Insanely small.
Yeah.
tiny little bumps.
Like I knew what happened. It was, I didn't know I had an outbreak. I had to like get out like some binoculars and like I had to put on my contacts and
right.
you had to have a girl with amazing eyesight, like Coke right. bottle glasses. Oh, is this man. A breakout?
Gross, man.
Oh boy.
Oh, poor Vern.
So moving on.
All right.
Earlier this morning, as I was getting ready to do the show, I was driving around and I was picking up some printer paper. And whenever you start a story off with, I was getting some printer paper, you know it's going to be an interesting
exactly.
story.
Yeah.
Falling asleep right now.
Yeah, but are you just doodling during today's shows or what?
I'm doing my homework, though.
Oh, very good.
You in school?
Doing his show prep during the show.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
well, Casey, it's a pleasure talking to you. You know?
Yeah, no doubt.
Straight out of my head, right on the paper. Right
nice.
Now.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. For a show, two shows from now.
Look, it's just like my other job. I get paid to be here. You know, I'm doing it when I'm here. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing it on my off time.
That's right. You got too much shit to worry about.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. That shit cray.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
It's cray.
That shit's cray.
Yeah, it's pretty cray, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
But I was listening to Breakfast with the Beatles on KLOS, and like Chris Carter's a dude that just plays like Beatles tracks for like 6 hours on a Sunday morning, and he gets paid to do it. I was like, that's a gig. Like, I want a gig where I work 5 hours a week.
Yeah.
I play Beatles shit, which is something I do just normally,
yep.
and then get paid for it.
Hmm.
And then, like, you're only talking, like, you know, 10 minutes out of the hour.
Yep.
You know, the rest of the time it's commercials and, like, yep. John Paul, George, and Ringo.
Yep.
And, like, you never come to the point where you're like, shit, I don't know what to play.
Right.
You know, you're like, oh, fuck, let's play Let It Be Again. Nobody's mad at that.
Everyone loves that.
No one's going to get pissed. Be like, you're playing The Long and Winding Road for the 15th time this week.
Right.
But, yeah, so then, you know, I was like, that would be probably one of the greatest gigs of all time.
Sounds like a good gig. Yeah.
But throughout history, the transition,
there
have been really shitty gigs that people have had to live through. So we have a list right now that Casey has here.
Yeah.
It's like the top five, maybe six.
Maybe 10
worst jobs in the ancient world, because you think about like there's shitty gigs these days you could have, like,
sure,
I don't know,
I always liked the people that because I used to work very early at places,
yeah,
the guys that would come around in the trucks with the hose on the back and just like hose up shit in the parking lot, you know?
Oh yeah, yeah.
They just like go around. I always thought that was the most awesome job in the world.
They have like the watermobile that has like the big like doghouse in the back
on
filled
the back,
with water,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and there's yeah, with the yellow lights on, so they're kind of official, but not really. You know,
yeah,
it's really cool. Yeah,
you can pretend like you're ticketing people.
You could probably get that job. I don't see why not.
You think I'm qualified?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know. Yeah. At least, yeah, I don't know.
Well, if ability to whisper was on the job application, looking for someone who can whisper, and
then maybe you could do it.
Excuse me.
Sorry, Buck.
Sorry.
But no, the funny thing is, like, let's say you're doing that job, and you're, you know. You're driving around. What do you do, basically? Do you drive around town and they go, hey, guys, this parking lot looks very dry. We need to make it
dry.
Wet. And then you just, yeah.
Yeah, I believe that is a job.
That's probably exactly.
I'll be freelance like that at first.
Uh-huh.
And then when I establish myself.
Tell people,
you know, yeah, exactly.
Show people what you can do.
That's what I'm thinking.
Get paid for it. Yeah.
Buck walks into like the CVS or the Oscar or whatever. He just cleaned it and he comes in. And,
where's
like,
my money?
You'd be like the guy who washes.
Shake it down, yeah.
Like people wash people's windows and then they're like, well, I just washed your window. Give me $1.
Come exactly. On, man. Give me my money, man.
Just like that.
I can't unclean the parking lot. You need to pay, bitch.
Or I'm coming back.
And then you just roll around with a guy who looks like Michael Clark Duncan or some shit. Yeah, and just like,
my boss here says that you need to pay somebody.
That's Michael Clark Duncan from The Green Mile.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's him after he's been accused of, you know.
I did not do any raping.
Boss. Boss.
Boss.
Said boss. Boss. You feeling okay, boss?
I think he calls him boss all the time.
I got bee sting on my tongue, boss.
I didn't do it, boss.
Could you transition real quick from Michael Clark Duncan to Ronald Reagan, please?
Well?
Well, that's all he knows.
Ronald.
The middle was Al Gore, who was like, you know,
the earth had the fever.
Right? Like that.
Oh, man. That's a really good Al Gore.
That's a middle between Ronald Reagan and Michael Clark Duncan. I see where you're
Ronald
going.
Reagan. Like, we established on one of the last shows that Bill Clinton was just a southerner with a head cold. Like, you just do a southerner voice and then, like,
let's hear it.
You use some Dimetap. No, I don't have my Clinton on today.
You nailed Gore.
That was
though.
It.
I thought it was great.
Thank you. I won't try it again because it'll suck next time.
Yeah.
the earth had the fever.
All right, so moving on. So now, in the ancient world, there were some real shit gigs that you could come by just because, you know, there's pestilence in the world. Like, there was just slaves were everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the ancient world was a shit place to live. Like, if you were in Greece or Macedonia or you lived in the very attractively named place called Ur.
Oh, I've heard of
it. Right on the Tigris and the Euphrates. No, no matter where you were in the ancient world, like, there's a lot of shit you had to deal with. So Casey has a list of some of the worst jobs. Yeah. That somebody in the ancient world could have ever had.
All right. The first one here is the nomenclator.
Sounds good.
Yeah. The nomenclator held a vitally important job. He was effectively a living human calendar cum address book.
Oh.
The ancients dragged a slave to their parties and forced him to remember the names and numbers of attendees. Now, the most important difference between the iPhone and the nomenclator is that the nomenclator could tell you who the guy was, what you talked about, and whether he was worth contacting.
Well, and to be fair, to argue for the iPhone never has to use the restroom.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's always there for you. Hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Better good.
Yeah.
So that sounds like a really awful
job. iPhone got to take a dump. Yeah. So I don't know. Nomenclator actually doesn't sound like a shit gig. Like, you get to go to parties and shit, and it's probably like you get to hang around
rich people.
Yeah, and just
but they treat you like shit. You know that. They're going to be dicks.
Right, exactly. They're looking down at the Norman.
The nomenclator?
Yeah.
Now, I'm thinking if I'm a nomenclator, if I'm a Norman,
yeah,
I'm like hanging out at the party and like, what's the, okay, like, let's say like I'm Buck's nomenclator, right? And then Casey, don't you think that you're just going to talk to the nomenclator instead of talking to Buck? Because what's the point if I'm the one who's actually ingesting the information?
Right.
Right.
And Buck's just getting fucked up.
Yeah. Just vent it through this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just vent it through him.
Yeah. That's a
don't even
talk
to
good
me.
Idea.
So I'd be like, well, this is ancient Greece, right? So I have to talk with a British accent.
Yeah. That's exactly how it works.
Of course.
We are. Yep.
Hello.
We're in LA.
Hello there, Miss.
What was that?
That was, oh boy. That was like shoe shine guy.
That was like
black shoe shine. Hello there, Mr. Gullickson.
Okay. All right, I gotta think more John Hurt, right. Anthony Hopkins. Be like,
really?
Hello there, Mr. Gullickson. So, what is it you want to say to Mr. Perez?
I just like for him to remember that I'm the man he needs if he wants his fields plowed, and I can do that for a better price than anyone else around town.
Now, did you happen to know, Mr. Gullickson, that is a great accent, but that's a Cockney accent of a very lower class Englishman. So therefore, I don't understand why in the world you'd want to speak with Mr. Buck Perez, because this kind of party is an upscale party.
Yeah. See, this is the only British accent that I can do. I can't do anything
good day, sir. Buck Perez is in no need of a chimney sweep.
Okay.
He's in need of male companionship.
Oh, my God.
Doing the buck. All right.
Well, that went well.
Right, yes.
Yeah, no
that, ended, that ended good.
Yeah, end scene. Well, this is the ancient world, like the Greeks and the Romans.
Yes, that's how it went down. Exactly.
Yeah. I feel like you're upset with me today.
They go to the barfatorium. Well, a lot is coming out about me today, you know, Todd. This is a big show for me.
I'd be embarrassed, too.
This guy, I know.
Should we move on?
I just won Casey back, you know? And he's embarrassed for me.
Yeah.
What else we got here?
There's a job called the slaver.
Read on.
A slaver was a gentleman who sold slaves for work or pleasure.
They're kind of like used car salesman of like, you know.
Yep. He would either travel behind armies who were off fighting in battle so he could capture the losers and sell them to the rich Greeks as slaves, or he would buy unwanted boys from parents so he could castrate them and sell them as lovers to wealthy Greek men who had a taste for young flesh.
But what if the wealthy Greek men like balls?
Wow.
You know?
They'd never do.
No, they don't.
I don't know. The downside of this career choice...
This boy has no balls.
Sorry. Despite the demand for handsome young boys, the slavers were often murdered by those who didn't approve of their trade.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, you lay down with dogs, you're going to get fleas. You know,
That's true.
You sell young male prostitutes.
The slaver.
Rich guys, you're going to get murdered. So they deserve it.
Yeah.
I just know once you said you lay down with dogs and had fleas, I thought, oh, there's the clip that goes at the beginning of the show. We play little clips. Like, all right, there's write that one down.
Right.
But no, you're totally right.
You've never heard that or what?
No, I mean, it was the delivery.
It's apropos.
The delivery was clever.
Oh,
you know, I like that.
All right.
Yeah, Buck,
the delivery was clever.
I guess. All right, Slaver.
You didn't think the delivery was clever?
No.
But you know, if you're selling young boys to like wealthy Greek men or Roman men or whatever, like, and then you have to go kill the slaver because you're like, this boy sucked. Like he was like. You know, he was the worst child prostitute I've ever met.
The worst no testicle child prostitute I ever had.
Right.
I'm gonna go murder someone. That seems like a thought that one of those crazy bastards would have.
Yeah, maybe he'd send the boy back to go do the murdering for him.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't know Greece was this. I don't know. Fucked up.
Yeah, Greece fucked up. Dude. I don't know. All kinds of.
Yeah. Just a lot of. And is this all from the Greek side?
Maybe.
I don't know. Didn't you ever see Rome? The HBO show? Proof.
No.
The Grease is fucked up.
Oh, no. I never saw it.
Was it good or was it just... No, it was good. Good show. Oh, okay. Kevin McKidd, man. But you know what? What happens is there's a lot of like... In the ancient world, I feel there was a lot more castration going on than there is these days.
Hmm.
Maybe that's kind of a bad thing. Maybe we got to bring it back.
You can bring castration
back? I always thought that like if someone... I thought a good punishment for like rape would be like, hey, maybe we cut that guy's balls off. I don't know.
Yeah.
No one's with me on that.
Sure. Yeah. Why not?
No, we don't have any. I bet a woman in the room here. If they're would be doing, like, that sounds like a great idea.
If they're doing, you know, life in prison, or don't some? I think one guy actually requested that. Like he was getting out of jail and he requested that.
Oh really?
Yeah. And
there you go.
They didn't want to do it. The state, like, didn't
I mean,
want
yeah, it's a, yeah. It's pretty. I wasn't. I'm not being completely serious.
Yeah, I know that's when you need to take matters in your own hands. You know, you can cut out. You can cut off your own balls. You
yeah,
know?
Be a man.
It's possible.
You don't need the government to cut off your balls.
That should be someone's campaign slogan.
Yeah.
Be a man. Cut off your own balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't need. That's Ron Paul's thing. He's like, you don't need the government. Do it yourself.
Right.
I love him. He's a good guy.
All right. So moving on. What else we got here?
The Ornatrix, that's an ancient hairdresser who had to work with a mixture of bile, rotten leeches, and squid ink. But
Let me tell you that the gays probably weren't into being hairdressers in those days, yeah, if that's what happens.
No.
But
they were too busy being castrated and doing rich dudes.
Oh,
but,
man.
But what?
But it gets worse.
Oh,
occasionally, fashion would demand blonde hair in your... And your mistress is a natural brunette. There was no peroxide in those days. To give her a lovely golden hue, you had to mix pigeon poop and ashes together in the hopes that the chemical combination would strip out the healthy layer of her hair. Oh, and to set the color, you had to pee on her hair.
Mm.
Oh, that sounds that sounds like an awesome job. I don't know. That sounds.
Now, if you got to piss on a bitch's head, R. Kelly would have been the greatest, like
Ornatrix.
Yeah. Ornatrix.
Now, again, I will refrain from talking because of what is in the tape for next minute or so.
There you go.
Your lawyer demands you cannot speak.
You
about.
You can't speak about
Larry H. Parker.
You can't speak about any kind of urinating.
Yeah,
you know the story.
Yeah.
2.1 million.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, the interesting thing is, if let's just say you're the Ornatrix, I'm always thinking like, what the barber shop has to look like or whatever to achieve this goal. Like, if you got somebody laying down and you have to urinate on their head, like you have to have like the folding back barber chair and you have to get on a stool.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? It'd be very difficult.
They probably didn't have that barber chair back then.
No.
Probably just laid down.
So
on a big squatted over him
stone
know.
Slab, probably. Yeah.
Get your hair all spread out on a slab.
These are the early beauticians of the world.
Yeah,
these chicks. Yeah.
Now I don't think that the barber shop in the ancient Greek.
That's what I'm saying. Was it like that? Like it is now? Do you think the chicks were all gabby while they're pissing on each other's hair?
It's like, oh my god,
oh my god. You know, just like
it's like all we know that they say is,
oh my god. Yeah, pretty much.
Oh my god, I'm a chick.
Oh my god, I'm a chick. I got hair. I pee on things.
That's all I hear when I'm doing the book.
Exactly.
Oh my god. All right. Yeah, yes. All right.
Now, interesting. I wonder if there was like if there maybe in the Greek lands there were like the Ice Cube barbershop. You
ice,
know,
ice. Oh yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Maybe the guy's like, shit. I still call him Clay. You know, like the old Coming to America barbershop.
Of course, yes.
All right, what else we got in here?
The Vestal Virgins. These attractive, fully limbed girls were to spend 30 years giving service to Vesta, goddess of the family. Mm. They had to keep the Vestal flame burning, and they were in a position of great honor. The only female priests in ancient Rome. Now, if one of these pretty young girls absentmindedly forgot to keep the fire going, she would be flogged till she bled.
Oh.
If the heavens forbid, she slipped up in the area of virginity, she was buried alive.
Oh, fuck.
So wow.
That's a shit gig.
Yeah, you can't have sex and then
And your job is to what? Keep a candle lit?
Your job is that? Oh, I thought that was like a metaphor, but that's a real... No. They had to keep an actual candle lit?
There's nothing metaphorical in the ancient times. Like, the shit was pretty literal.
Like, keep this lit.
When they said...
I will flog you.
Oh, yeah. I just saw that all that flame burning stuff. I thought that was just like, you keep the flame burning inside you.
Keep the virginal flame
inside
of you.
I see. Man, that is...
That's fucked up. Yeah. You read it.
I didn't digest it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's a 24/7 gig too. It's like
not having sex. Yeah, I guess so.
Well, no, I'm just saying, if like, say my wife and I, we had a Vestal Virgin, and she was like outside in the backyard, like just standing by a fire all day and all night. Todd, could you go check on the Vestal Virgin?
Right.
Ah, fuck.
I guess.
Put my slippers on. Hey, bitch, is the fire on? And he's like, yeah, all right. Keep at it.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, honey, fire's still on.
And then when it goes out, what? Flog that bitch. Yeah. You know? Flog her.
You the discussion's kind of like this. You have one job. It's to keep the fire lit. It was like the discussion on last week's shows. Buck, just speak at a volume that we picked up by the microphone.
I didn't get the memo.
One job.
All right. Anything else in there in the shitty jobs?
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple more. There's dentists. That's probably pretty bad. Yeah. They just ate a bunch of terrible stuff. This one I can't pronounce, so I think it might be good. Hmm. This is a pregustator. It's P-R-A-E-G. I'm not going to spell it.
Buck, you want to try that one?
You Googleizer?
Want to try it out?
That's
pregustator. Pregustator.
Pregustator.
Oh, thank you.
You gotta say it with a little more Italian accent.
These were, most of the emperors were dicks, and a lot of people wanted them dead. And in those days, before guns, the easiest way to kill someone was to poison them. Ooh. This poor schmuck was the guy who had to have a mouthful of everything the emperor planned to eat. Needless to say, history has shown us that more pre-tasters died than emperors. That makes sense.
Wow. He was a food taster.
Yeah, pre-taster. That's what that means. Pre-gustator.
Like a gestation. Like a gastro kind of. I mean, that's not a bad gig. I mean, until it goes sour on you and you're like, ah, fuck. And they're like, what? Hemlock. Shit.
Yeah.
I'm fucked.
Those clams were kicking up right now, and then you die.
Yeah. But before it goes bad on you, that's a cool gig. Like, you get to eat the awesome meals that the emperor's eating. Yeah. I mean, probably just one bite of the meal, but...
Still, you're up in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Now, yeah, I mean, yeah, totally. Why,
wouldn't it just be easier to, like... hire a cook that you know isn't gonna poison you, like,
or go to Benihana every night and have them do it in front of you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, dude, those places are cool.
Why don't you just go to Benihana every night?
Because they're not as smart as us. Because they're the past.
I'd be there.
Yeah,
Benihana.
Yeah, that's probably why.
Because I think in the ancient Greek time, it was hard. They didn't even know there were Japanese people. If they saw a Japanese person, they'd be like, "Look, bear!"
Yeah, exactly. Like, whoa. The hell is that?
What's this guy with the chopsticks doing? Kill him!
Yeah, you know, that brings up an interesting point. That was probably a pretty weird meeting between, like, the very first Chinese guy and the very first, like, white person. And they're both just, like, their minds are blown. Like, what is this?
And yeah, and then the Japanese guy says, what is this? But, like, in Chinese.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah. They look at each other, like, confused and look each other up and down. And then immediately the white guy sees the chick with the Japanese guy, goes, her.
Yeah, exactly.
I like these people.
Yeah.
Casey's got a Asian chick Jones, right?
Yeah. You know,
I remember some jokes in your stand-up.
I did. Yeah. I'm attracted to Asian women. That's a fair assessment. Yeah.
Good.
I think there are beautiful women of every race.
Yes.
A lot of hot Asian girls. Yeah. You know? Yeah. I'm seeing a white girl right now, though, so...
Oh, yeah?
Shouldn't talk too much
keeping
about
Keeping a mom. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, keeping Asian thing down low.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Wait, you're on the down low?
She's not
going to
keep
the Asian thing on the down low.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, last one, and then we'll call it a show here. What else?
She won't hear that, Casey. Don't worry.
Okay, great.
Oh. What do we do? last one is...
Excuse me. Sorry about that. Yeah, this is a delator. In modern English, the delator might be called a snitch, a rat, a fink, an informant, a stoolie, and a huge variety of other unpleasant names for a person who is basically a narc.
These were men whose sole job in life was to tell on their neighbors.
Fuck them.
For every little misdemeanor, they make the Nazi youth look good.
Oh, so it's basically somebody to tell on you to, like, and then tell the king or tell, like, the cops on you.
Yep.
I feel like my old neighbors were kind of like that.
Oh,
really? Snitches get stitches, bitch.
That's messed up.
Snitches.
Well, no, because it was like one time.
That's true.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I had a bit of a.
Code of the streets.
Snitches get stitches.
Snitches get stitches.
I'll kill a snitch in a second.
That's right, motherfucker.
Definitely.
There was my old neighbors one time, like, my wife was away at some chick's bachelor party. And so I had, like, the house to myself. So me and some friends, like, we got wild. We're wiling out one night, and it's like really party.
Wow.
Out.
Yeah. All right.
We were at Long Island wiling.
Yeah.
And keep then, going. So the next day, like, my wife was like, hey, you know, I'm going to be gone for the weekend. At least, you know, here's a couple things to get done. You know, so I was on the front yard, like, working on the flowers or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And my neighbor comes up to, like, the borderline between the two houses, uh-huh, and this woman who's younger than me, but she's got two kids, and she goes, so, Sarah's gone this weekend. Yeah, she's been gone. Seems like you had a good time last night.
What the fuck?
And gave me the whole, like,
judgmental shit.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? I can't, like, she just, like, looked at me like,
that's messed up.
She got, like, a church lady on me and shit.
Mind your fucking business.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong with America. Did she do that or not?
Did she Dikembe Mutombo?
What's that?
Doing the Yeah, exactly. Not in my house.
Yeah.
Like that.
Not in my house.
To the radio listeners, Buck is wagging his finger.
One finger back and forth.
Oh, I forgot that we weren't recording this on video.
Adam, this is radio.
Exactly.
All right. I'd like to thank Buck Perez for even these trying times, difficult times in his life, for still making it to the show.
Appreciate it. This is a vent for me, and I appreciate you letting me still be on the show. There was talk that I was going to be taken off the show.
You would never be taken off the show.
Like Lamar Odom.
If you didn't get taken off for this, then
Chris Paul deal one day.
You're never gonna be kicked off.
I'd like to thank Casey Gullickson.
Thanks for having me.
For coming by the show. And that's it. FarOutPodcast.com. Put your comments up. You ever have a shitty job, or if you just want to support Buck Perez in this trying time.
One listener.
You need your support.
Satchmo's lullaby.
Ich sag gute Nacht.
And I said good night.
Schon leuchtet ein Stern.
Yes, I see the light.
Die Sonne geht schlafen, der Tag ist vorbei.
When Uncle Satchmo sings his lullaby, Baba da da da, she says,
ich träume von dir,
and I dream of you.
Bleib immer mein großer Freund.
Yes, I do.